Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I've heard that by the time we're 4 years old, our life path is set for us. We're on the way to how we're going to think, how we're going to learn, and then, of course, as the time goes on, we use that information that we've gained by the time we're 4 years old, and we continue to expand it. And one of the things that happens as we're a child is we are constantly criticized. Don't do this, don't do that. You know, be kind to your brother or sister. Do your homework. You got a good grade, you got a bad grade. Clean your room. So we're constantly being criticized. And that kind of sticks with us because we turn around and, you know, we live our experiences over and over and over again. And as we grow up and as we have a business and something goes wrong, we tend to criticize ourselves just like the small child was being criticized. Now, of course, I'm not a psychologist and I just had read this somewhere years ago, but I think that there's some real validity in this because we turn around and instead of saying we must work the problem, we criticize ourselves. Why did we do this? Why weren't we smarter? Why didn't we see it? Why? So successful business people are able to turn that criticism into success. They're able to turn that problem into success. They turn around and they look at things and they say, that didn't go well. And instead of criticizing themselves, they analyze it. They turn around and they say, what can we do the next time to make this happen? So they're creating a whole new reality, and the reality is a successful one. It's not a one of criticism or failure. So can you see exactly what happens when you criticize yourself? What you do is you bring your energy down, you bring your well-being down, you absolutely shake your confidence, and for the next time you have to make a decision, you say to yourself, I don't know, can I make that decision? Is it the right decision? Is it the wrong decision? So we use everything that happens in our business to our advantage. Every time there is a problem, we look at that problem and we say, how did this happen? What could have prevented the problem? What do we need to do the next time? How do we change our thinking? Did we have enough knowledge? Did we have enough understanding? Did we just not pay attention? Didn't we see it coming? Or is it just one of those things that happened from time to time that we had no control over? We try to understand what did not go right, what went wrong, and we try to understand how to create in our life a thought pattern that's going to help us when something happens so we're not getting the critical child, we're getting the grown-up business person, and that business person is absolutely saying, well, this didn't work out, what do I do now? How do I correct it? How do I make sure that it doesn't happen again? And I think when you start to think about criticizing yourself and think of things that you've gone through in your life, you'll come to the realization that problems need to be resolved, not criticized. Now, we take this a step further, and we have to say to ourselves, how do we treat our coworkers, our employees? Are we constantly criticizing them? Are we putting them down? Are we putting them in a situation where we're not being pleasant? We want to teach them the same thing, to use that situation that just happened that didn't work out so well to make them stronger, to make them more aware, to get them to understand what they need to do in business, and to become one of the most thoughtful, creative people in the organization. Solve the problem. Work the problem. Don't work the criticism. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect. connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.